I do thank you for your very warm welcome. It is a delight to be with you once again. I think this is my fourth time here over the years, but it is a delight to be with you, and I bring to you the warmest greetings from all at Wickford Reform Baptist Church. And we do trust that the Lord will bless you and help you as you seek to serve him. So Psalm 83. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace. And be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult. And they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom, and the Ishmaelites of Moab, and the Hagarenes, Gebel and Ammon, Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher also is joined with them. They have holpen the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor, and became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb, and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba, and as Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. So persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled for ever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us even the public reading of his precious, infallible word. Well, this morning, if the Lord will help us, I want to turn to those last three words of verse 3. Thy hidden ones. Now, whenever there are times of difficulty and danger, we find that people want to hide themselves. They look for places of safety and security, a place of shelter. And in our text, we should note that God's people are given the very special name of being his hidden ones. Now, when God was about to bring destruction upon the earth by means of the flood, we read in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 1, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Now, as you know, during that time the world had become very corrupt and wicked in its ways. And the Lord looked upon the earth and saw that there was evil everywhere, continually. And therefore the Lord decided that he would bring a great flood upon the earth, to wipe out those who were wicked and evil and corrupt. But to Noah, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord called him to build an ark and to preach to the people. And we know from the second epistle of Peter that Noah was a preacher of righteousness, that he preached for 120 years to this wicked and evil generation. No doubt these people laughed as they saw Noah building this ark miles from the sea, no water anywhere nearby, and here was this huge construction being built. And there, as he built the ark, so he went out and preached to the people, urging them to flee from the wrath to come. But we find that these people were so caught up in their evil ways, they merely mocked and ridiculed what Noah had to say. Why, it seems so improbable that ever such a thing should happen. But faith knows that when God warns, it is wise to heed the warning. These people simply would not listen. They went about marrying and giving in marriage. They were eating and drinking, doing all the things that they had always done, imagining that things would never change. And the Lord instructed Noah once the ark was completed and said, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. And we're told in verse 16 of chapter 7, and they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the Lord Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24 and verse 37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And we learn here that the Lord Jesus Christ is the true ark, the true place of safety. And all who are hidden in him have no need of any fear. Noah was hidden in the ark for his salvation because he believed and trusted in God. And oh, how merciful the Lord is to those who put their trust in him and believe on his word. We read in Psalm 25 and verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and unto them will he show his covenant. In fact, sometimes the Lord goes further than this, because he also reveals the secrets of his providence. That is to say, that he sometimes allows his people to know what things he is going to do in the world. This was certainly the case with Noah. But he also revealed to Abraham what he was going to do to Sodom and Gomorrah. And we see that the Lord, in Genesis chapter 18 and verses 17 and 18, we read, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? And so we find that the Lord told Abraham all that he was going to do to those wicked cities of the plain. And you, being familiar with your Bibles, will know how it was that Abraham pleaded with the Lord that he would save them if there were righteous men in the town. But we know that the only righteous one was Lot. And we find here, concerning this very same judgment, that the Lord also came to Lot and warned him. And we're told it came to pass. And we're from verse 16, "And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city." Now we see that even righteous Lot lingered at first. And he had to be plucked as a brand from the burning. But the angels took hold of him and his family and brought them out of the city. And they were told to flee to the mountains. But even here we find that Lot lingered and questioned. He was fearful to go into the mountains in case there be those who would take his life. And so he pleaded that he and his family might be able to go into the little city or town of Zoar and find refuge there. And the Lord was merciful. And we find that as soon as they entered into that place of Zoar, so it was that fire and brimstone rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And we're told that the Lord overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities which grew upon the ground. But, we are told, Lot's wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And we see here that obedience to the word of God is absolutely crucial. And indeed it is obedience to that word of God which marks out the believer. Lot and his daughters did not look back, and they entered into a place of safety. They escaped from the wrath of God because they were hidden by the Lord. And what a wonderful mercy it is to be hidden by the Lord, to be one of his hidden ones. Now, another place of shelter that we read of in the Word of God is found in the book of Exodus and chapter 33. Now, here the circumstances are quite different, the context of it, and yet the principle is the same. And we read from verse 18, that Moses said to the Lord, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." Moses asked this question, and the Lord answers him from verse 19, and he says, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and if thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a clift in the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away mine hand and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. And we see here that the Almighty God of heaven would have his people to know him more by the glory of his goodness and mercy than by the glory of his majesty. But such is his glory that he would reveal to men that they must first be kept safe, hidden in the cleft of the rock. And in this rock, Moses was sheltered from the dazzling light and devouring fire of God's glory. Matthew Henry writes, "This was the rock in Horeb, of which water was brought out, of which it is said in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 4, that rock was Christ. And in the cleft of this rock, we are safe from the wrath of God that would otherwise consume us. We're safe from the glory of God that would otherwise consume us. God himself will protect those who hide thus. The wages of sin is death. We are all born in iniquity. We're all by nature sinners. But Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Let me ask you, are you hidden in the shelter of this rock? From the penalty and power of sin? Are you hidden from the wrath of God which is to come? Are you hidden from the fear of death? How happy is the soul who has fled for refuge in Christ. And yet there is another way in which God makes his people to be his hidden ones. We read in Isaiah chapter 49, in the shadow of his hand hath he hid me. In God's rock we are hidden for salvation. But in God's hand we are hidden for security. And what a place of security and safety is in the shelter of his hand. For here is a love that will not let us go. We read in John chapter 10 from verse 27 that the Lord Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave me them is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." And here we see the wonderful care of the shepherd. The Lord calls his people my sheep, and he has the most tender affection for each one. The hand that saves also keeps in safety. The Lord says, "Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Now you will notice here in our authorized version that the word man is placed in italics. Now I love the authorized version. I think the authorized version is the finest translation in the English language. And we see that there are times when, in order to give us an understanding, the translators have put words in italics. But this is one place, one of the few places, when they would have been better not to have put an extra word in italics. Because the word man limits what the Lord Jesus is referring to here. Because the Lord is saying that none can pluck a believer out of his hand. That so great is the Lord's power that even the devil and all of his angels are unable to pluck a single soul out of the hand of the Lord. And that is why the Apostle Paul is able to say, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." What a tremendous security the child of God has, that not even the devil and his angels can pluck us from the Lord's hand. Such is our security, that when our trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are hidden in his hands. And no power can loosen God's hold on his elect. Do you know such a security in your life? Do you know what it is to be in the hand of the Lord? Can you say in sincerity, "In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me"? Then may the Holy Spirit quicken you, so that you by his grace might flee to the Lord Jesus Christ and be numbered among his hidden ones. But you know, there is yet another way in which God makes his people to be his hidden ones. We read in Psalm 31 and verse 20, "Thou shalt hide them in the secret of his presence." Not only is the child of God hidden in the rock for salvation, hidden in the Lord's hand for security, but he is hidden in the secret of his presence for supplication. To quote the whole verse, we read, "Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." What a wonderful thing it is to be hidden in the secret of God's presence. For here we can speak with God. We can bring all of our concerns and anxieties. And here is a place where all selfish pride is cast down and where the strife of tongues can be conquered. And here the golden scepter is handed out that the child of God may approach and commune with the Almighty. We read in Psalm 16 and verse 11, "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." What a wonderful place to be hidden in the presence of the Lord. Now this 16th psalm, as I'm sure you know, is primarily speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he took with him Peter, James, and John, and he confided in them, saying, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death." And we read in Luke 22 and verse 43, "And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him." And as C.H. Spurgeon writes, "Then hope shone full upon our Lord's soul. And as is recorded in the verses of Psalm 16, he surveyed the future with holy confidence because he had a continual eye to Jehovah and enjoyed his perpetual presence." And yet this is something that every child of God has the wonderful privilege of, in times of difficulty and apparent danger. All those enemies of Christ, they came with intentions of destroying him. They were men filled with pride, and they sought to condemn the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Life. And they railed on him with their tongues. But while the physical body of the Lord was nailed to the cross, the soul of Christ was kept safe, hidden from the eyes of the world, in the secret place of the Father's presence. And so it is with everyone who puts their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Men and women, in their own selfish pride, might seek to do the Lord's people harm. They may say the most unkind things to us, aim to hurt us and to lacerate our feelings, aim to condemn us. But the child of God is hidden in the secret of his presence. Do you know anything of what it is to be hidden in the secret of the Lord's presence? To be in that place where you can commune with Almighty God and be kept in absolute safety. The day of judgment is coming, and all attempts at men and women to hide anywhere other than in the Lord Jesus Christ will prove to be utterly futile. For none can escape the wrath of God by themselves or by their own efforts. Indeed, we read in the last book of the Old Testament, in the book of Malachi in chapter 4, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." Utterly futile will be the hiding of such people as this. Indeed, we're told in the book of Revelation and chapter 6 from verse 15, "And the kings of the earth and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in dens and in rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, 'Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? There is no escape for those outside of Christ. But to be hid in Christ, how wonderful that is. For he has paid the penalty for our sins. He has shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross. He went through all of the agonies of the cross for those who are his people. And even worse than this, he had to endure his heavenly Father turning his back upon him. He who was the beloved Son of God had his Father turn his back upon him. And the wrath of God was poured out upon him, that he had to cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he did all of this, that those who put their trust in him might not have to go through the anguish of God's wrath, but that they might be hidden safe in him. When the day of judgment comes, it will be far more terrifying than the day when the flood came upon the earth. For at that time, the people felt the effects of God's wrath. But when the Lord Jesus Christ comes again in glory, we're told, and every eye shall see him, and they shall see the Lord, and they shall flee from his presence. And such is the fearfulness and the terrible sight of the Lord in all of his glory, that even the beloved Apostle John, when he saw the risen Christ in Revelation chapter 17, he says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But then comes the tender touch of the Lord Jesus, and he said to John, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am him that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. And John knew the comfort of Christ, though he was terrified when he saw the glory of the Lord, yet one touch, one gentle touch from the Lord, a word from his sweet voice, calmed John's fear. And so it will be when the Lord comes in glory. There will be that terrible sight. But all the Lord's people need have no fear. There is therefore no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And may the Lord be merciful if there be any here who know not the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord in mercy might draw you unto himself, that you might know the wonder of being one of his hidden ones. Amen. Shall we just bow our heads in prayer? Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we do thank thee for thy precious word. And we thank thee, Lord, for that wonderful promise of those that are hidden in Thee. And Lord, we ask that in Thy mercy that each one of us here might be among Thy hidden ones, that we might be safe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might glorify Thy holy name and live for Thee. And we would ask these things in our Saviour's precious name. Amen.